Troilus and Cressid by Geoffrey Chaucer. Translated with an introduction and notes by Barry Windyhap. Geoffrey Chaucer, circa 1343 to 1400, the son of a well-to-do London wine merchant with court connections, began his career as a page in the household of Elizabeth, Countess of Ulster, wife of Edward III's son, Lionel, Duke of Clarence. As a squire serving Edward III's army when the king invaded France in 1359, he was captured at the Siege of Rheims and subsequently ransomed. A few years later, he married Philippa de Rouet, a lady-in-waiting to Constance of Castile, the second wife of John of Gaunt, Duke of Lancaster. It was to commemorate John of Gaunt's first wife, Blanche, that Chaucer composed in 1368 The Book of the Duchess, the earliest work that can confidently be attributed to him. He served in various campaigns in France and Spain, and twice visited Italy as a negotiator on important diplomatic missions. By the age of 31, he had been appointed controller of customs and subsidy of wools, skins and hides in the Port of London, a very responsible post which he held for 12 years. During this period he found time to write such major and innovatory works as The House of Fame, The Parliament of Fowls, and Troilus and Cressid. In 1386 he became a Justice of the Peace and Knight of the Shire, to represent Kent in Parliament. Soon afterwards, his wife died, and he devoted the rest of his life to composing the Canterbury...